an update we have for you on a story that we first referenced just a few months ago. It happened in September, and it has come to a conclusion thanks to a court ruling. 622, your morning team. You on WSGW with Charlie, Denise, and Pat. This is the story about the woman in North Dakota who brought a raccoon into a bar. Remember that story? Yeah, it was a wild raccoon. She apparently, according to court documents, the woman and her family found the raccoon on the side of a road, nursed it back to health when she decided to bring it into a bar. This was back in September. The raccoon did not get loose, didn't bite anyone, but she was cited as bringing a live animal that could have had rabies or something. It's wild, and exposing people to that danger. They nicknamed the raccoon Rocky. Well, she did face some court action, apparently stemming because officials are trying to find her and the raccoon to make sure that it was not rabid, or if it did, they wanted to test it, but she disappeared. So several warrants were issued. She was found, but she at first would not disclose Rocky's location. Eventually, it was discovered. See, keeping a wild raccoon as a pet is illegal in North Dakota because they are known carriers of rabies. The raccoon was ultimately euthanized, tested negative for rabies, but you couldn't be sure. Mm-hmm. She has been sentenced. She pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of providing false information, tampering with evidence, and unlawful possession of a live fur bearer. She's been
live
given a suspended.
No,
yeah, it was live when she had it. She's been given a suspended 6 months jail sentence and a year in probation.
Whoa.
She has to pay $1,000 in fines and fees as well.
Wow.
So, this just happened. The court action just happened last week. So, the case has come to a conclusion. And as always, whenever we have a story, we like to follow it to its end, if there is one. My favorite part of the story is the woman says that because of what happened to Rocky and what she had to deal with, her family is now traumatized.
They're traumatized.
Yes, right? they are.
I imagine she's traumatized.
Yes, that's what she says.
Aww.
Nobody asked what Rocky felt.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. He didn't get
well, unfortunately, Rocky had to be euthanized. You see, if Rocky had been left alone in the first place,
right?
He'd still be, well, he might be roadkill.
Well, that could be.
Well.
But that would be nature.
Sorry, that was just that was kind of a negative thought there, but.
North Dakota, lives there, so.
That's true. There's okay. No traffic in North Dakota because nobody lives there. Nobody to run over animals.
But that would be, you know, nature taking care of it. It wouldn't be a person who actually caused what the eventual downfall of Rocky the raccoon.
Uh-huh.
So now you're...
Poor little guy.
I know that you've been waiting since September, then we first brought you the story to hear about the outcome of Rocky, and now you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it go. That's a Beatles song. I could give you so many quotes from a Beatles song, but I'm just going to let it go. So, Rocky
from
Raccoon.
Frozen.
Oh.
He fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Told you. I could go on.
Wouldn't have gone there myself.
I wouldn't have either.